Now for some news items with a Christmas flavour. There are festive displays at the cathedral, an annual parade, and we hear that tickets for the ice rink in the castle gardens are selling like hotcakes. Also, the NNAB is the charity chosen to benefit from the funds raised by insurance brokers Marsh opening their car park at St Stephen's for the Christmas weekend shoppers.
Window display experts from John Lewis's City Store have been helping to create some festive displays at Norwich Cathedral in the run-up to Christmas. Lisa Reeve and Linda Thornton from John Lewis' visual merchandising team transformed the display cabinets in the refectory cafe and provided specially designed decorations and display advice for Norwich Cathedral's gift shop. And the sales of gifts in the display cabinets increased by 10% throughout the following week. Laura Gray, PR and Marketing Coordinator at John Lewis, said, "It's been great working with the cathedral and building strong links with the dean and the team who work in the shop. When we were approached and asked to support with merchandising at the cathedral, we were more than happy to help. Lisa and Linda have enjoyed sharing their display skill knowledge, which has helped to change the look and feel of the shop."
Santa and his elves made their way through Norwich City Centre along with a very special guest as part of the Jarrells annual Christmas parade. He made his way to his workshop inside Jarrells department store. Santa and his elves took a stroll through the city accompanied by penguins, music, dancing and a friendly festive dragon. Also at the front of the festive event was panto star David Gant, who will be taking to the stage as Sheriff Phil Hiccup in Jack and the Beanstalk at the Theatre Royal. Speaking of the fun he experienced in the fine city, Mr. Gant said, "I led the parade to Jarrells from the Forum with Father Christmas and all the elves and all the penguins. As Sheriff Phil Hiccup, I was making sure the bad'uns don't get near Father Christmas and ensuring that all the children enjoy seeing Santa and seeing me. I'm feeling very Christmassy right now because I arrived back in Norwich last night direct from the Wild West. Norwich is looking absolutely beautiful for Christmas this year. They've got lights in the trees and a big tunnel of lights, which I walked down this morning with Father Christmas's parade. And the castle is lit up as well, which is absolutely glorious and so festive."
Tickets for this year's Norwich Ice Rink are selling fast, with organisers preparing for their busiest year yet. Marissa Chappell, Consumer Events Manager and organiser of the Norwich Ice Rink, said, "We haven't got long until the rink's being set up in the Castle Mall Gardens. Everything's going according to plan so far because we could draw on the expertise from last year. So many people wanted to join us for a skate last year that we did sell out of a lot of sessions. As a result, we've expanded the rink by a third, which is another 100 square metres of ice. But by the look of how advanced tickets are selling, it's more than likely we'll have sold out sessions even with the extra space. It's so easy to book online, and it means that the headache of arriving and buying tickets is already taken care of. Plus, you're guaranteed a place."
Norfolk Sight Loss Charity is set to receive a five-figure windfall this Christmas, thanks to the generosity of a Norwich business and hundreds of festive shoppers. The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind has been chosen by staff at insurance firm Marsh to benefit from its annual open car park. The car park will be available every Saturday and Sunday until Christmas from 9:30 in the morning. Entry is via St Stephen's Road. Shoppers can park all day in the firm's Queen's Road office car park for a minimum donation of £4, with all proceeds going to support the work the NNAB does to enable those with sight loss to lead independent and fulfilled lives. This is the 22nd time the company has opened up its 347-space car park at Christmas for charity, with the 1,000 staff who work at the firm's Norwich office voting on which organisation will benefit. Volunteers from Marsh and from the NNAB will be spending their weekends marshalling the car park.
A Norwich cinema is to open its doors to filmgoers on Christmas Day, despite criticism from the Church of England. The city branch of the cinema in Riverside will be one of 20 Odeons across the country to open on December the 25th and will show blockbuster hits including Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt sci-fi film Passengers and Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. The decision has earned the disapproval of the Church of England's ruling body, the General Synod, and more than three-quarters of people who voted in a poll on the Evening News website said they would not not go to the cinema on Christmas Day. However, the Reverend Canon Janice Scott of St Andrew's Church, Trost, said, "If people want to go to the cinema on Christmas Day, then they should. Closing the cinema won't do anything to change someone's attitude towards the church." Under the Christmas Day Trading Act from 2004, shops of more than 280 square metres are prohibited from opening, but no such restrictions apply to cinemas.